Fergus. Through his many years, Jim Dixon was known locally as both the figurehead of a large family and of a longtime lumber business based in the area for nearly 100 years. But to his many friends and family, Dixon was a giving man in all aspects of his life. Proudly a former serviceman in the Navy, he loved the water and wasn't too far from a lake in his last moments. Jim Dixon, 76, died suddenly at his Bellwood Lake cottage on February 28 from a suspected heart attack. He was with his wife of 52 years Sheila. In an interview at Jim's office at the Dixon Home Hardware in Fergus, his children Jason and Jennifer Dixon said this news came as a shock, but there is some small comfort in how it happened. We certainly can't be angry or upset with how it went because it was peaceful, Jason said. He was in a place he loved with the woman he loved, Jennifer added. The two of them remember their father as a man who measured wealth in family. Those who followed that mantra might find Jim to be rich with 5 children and 11 grandchildren who Jason described as being very close. That was everything to him and Mom. I think that's their true legacy, is that their family is all still so tight, Jason said. After serving in the Navy, Jim came back to Fergus to help at the family lumber business, which started as Dixon Lumber in 1923. It became a Home Hardware in 2004. Jason said he's heard a lot of stories over the past week about his father extending people credit to finish their home projects if they didn't have enough money to finish. He also remembered his dad's involvement in local recreation through committees, coaching and sponsoring. I couldn't even put a number on the amount of teams that were sponsored over the years. I don't think he could say no to a lot of people for that, Jason said. It's been a tough week for the Dixon family, but Jennifer said she's finding her family similarly comforting a lot of people who are devastated over his loss. They explained their father was known as a lot of fun to be around and often drew a crowd of friends at weddings or stag and does. Jim was a member of the Fergus Legion for 55 years. He spent a lot of time hanging out there, but like everything else, he found a way to help. Jim's very, very generous. He was a valued Legion member. He was in charge of Veteran Services, which is a contact for any veterans needing assistance from the Legion, said Randy Graham, Fergus Legion president. He'll be surely missed at the Legion and around town. Not content with just helping there, Jim was heavily involved with the Fergus Alora Rotary Club for 40 years and was a past president. Current President Rob Galloway praised Jim's generosity and remembered how joyful he was. "I'll remember him with his fabulous, friendly smile and a wonderful laugh," Galloway said. "Rest in peace, Jim. Deep loss to Rotary, the Legion and community. Tremendous family man."